Then we had the IWW boys. They came in and they took the town over. They intimidated the sheriff and the police chief and all the cops and just took things over there. And they raised some trouble. One of the things they did was to blow up the Miners' Union Hall, for one thing, but there were three stores, Hennessy's and our store, and John Wine on East Park, who applied to the government for militia. We were called upon by a couple of big bruisers of hobos, IWWs, and they wanted us to rescind that order, and we all refused. And they threatened to blow us up. Well, there's a kind of a company spy along with these IWWs. He came in and told us that they were going to blow us up that night. My dad and I rustled a bunch of guns that we had, stationed ourselves toward the back of the store, and we were going to shoot. If they threw dynamite at us, we were going to shoot as they went by. But in the meantime, the militia came down and established itself. As they came in from the Helena, trains from Helena, the IWW was going out in the opposite direction. So they bluff didn't amount to anything.